Even though today I'm not in your world, would you like to spend a little time in mine? We can be together anytime we want to. Together touching voices on the line. I can see the happiness in your eyes. And you can see the rainbow in my sky. We can share our secrets and our laughter. Together touching voices, you and I.
Long distance is touching.
We can be together anytime we want.
Seven degrees here at KURL, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. Much colder temps, 15 to 20 is the highest the mercury will go today. Tonight's low, 0 to 5 above, and 22 to 27 on the high side tomorrow. But as moisture goes, snow possible this morning, and snow flurries could be falling tomorrow. Chance of it down to 30% by tonight and 20% tomorrow. Once again, valley temperature, 7 above.
Evangelist Jimmy Swaggart, and this is the Camp Meeting Hour. You know, I want to sing you a song that my mama, well, I can remember, go way back, and I remember her singing it a long, long time ago. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's from our album, Down the Sawdust Trail. It's called Rock of Ages. It's an old one. Takes you way back, but it's one of the best ones. Blessed Rock of Ages. Hide thou me, Lord, we need that. That rock of ages, this Jesus, hide thou me, Lord. Cut back and listen to it now, will you? Sometimes I feel one more time.
Sure.
Oh, blessed rock of ages, down.
Yes, Lord.
For there can never be now that's so fantastic that to me it boggles the mind. This is the new commandment that Jesus gave. He said the first commandment is, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. And then the second commandment, he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And in all on these two commandments, everything hinges. Every single thing, the plan of redemption, the old law, the old covenant, the old economy, the new economy of God, every promise of God, everything is hinged right here on these two commandments. I was in Roanoke, Virginia, in a meeting just a few weeks ago, and I remember the Lord spoke to my heart. And he told me that one of the greatest needs in the ministry, in the church, among Christians and today, is the ministry of compassion. So few people have compassion for anyone else. It doesn't really make it a difference who goes to hell, who doesn't go to hell, what problems there are. But you know, there's a song we sing called Crown of Thorns that Jesus' kingdom was in hearts alone. The greatest commodity in this world, the one that's wasted more than anything else, is the human commodity of man. Of course, I'm talking about men, women, boys, and girls. This is what Jesus came to die for and be raised from the dead, to break the bond, the yoke, the back of sin, was humanity. And love is the bedrock of this Christian experience. Love is greater than faith. And, actually, they are so closely linked together that it's almost impossible to have one without having the other. Now, not impossible. We've got a lot of people that have faith that don't have the love they ought to have. And we've got some people that have love that don't have the faith they ought to have. But at the same time, they're so closely intertwined that one, if it drops a little bit, the other is soon going to fall. Now, this is the love law. Now, I doubt that many of you have ever heard that term, the love law. The love law. Oh, Lord, if this was prevalent in our churches, there would be no backbiting, there would be no sniping, there would be no jealousy, there would be no envy. Because, you see, love cannot do these things. It's impossible for the love law to do these things. I guess one of the most beautiful scriptures. Now, let me say that again. Chapters in the entirety of God's Word is the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I started the first verse, and it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Now, that word charity there actually in the Greek means agape love. Now, what in the world are you talking about when you're talking about agape? Well, that's the God kind of love. There are two kinds of love. Actually, there's three, but one is so seldom talked about or mentioned or used that people know nothing about it, so it really doesn't matter. But the two types of love that's prevalent in the world today is basically agape love, and that's the love that Jesus brought to this present world. Now, it's the kind of love that humanity needs today. And then you have the phileo kind of love. Now, the phileo kind of love is the only love that anyone knew anything about before Jesus Christ came to Calvary. The phileo kind of love. It's the kind of love that let me stop and preface that by saying this. We see people that will get married. They say they love each other. And then in a year, 2 years, three, whatever, they'll have a fight or several fights, a series of them, and their home will deteriorate, their marriage will deteriorate, and it'll eventually end in divorce. They'll finally get to the place they hate each other. Now, this happens every day. The sad fact is, almost half, it's not quite that much, but almost half the marriages in America wind up in the divorce courts. Now, somebody said, well, they didn't really love each other to start with. Now, that's not true. They did. You read about this movie star, you know, and she says, well, after three or four marriages, I finally found the perfect man. And, you know, it'll be heralded in all the movie magazines and all the pulp magazines, and whenever she looks at him, she sees stars, and he looks at her, and he sees stars, and they're seen holding hands, and the pictures are taken, and the flashbulbs pop, and it's the great romance of the entire century. And they get married in a flourish of luxury and elaborate doings, and much money spent, and everybody oohs and ahs, and their pictures are everywhere, and hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent on weddings and wedding gifts and all types of things like this. It's the perfect marriage, the perfect romance at long last. Thousands of words are written about these types of people. But yet you read 6 months later, 3 months, a year, 2 years, whatever, they're filing for a divorce in some Mexican court or in Nevada or somewhere here in America. And it's ugly, it's nasty. He charges her with infidelity, or she charges him with infidelity, or cruelty, and all types of things. And the divorce becomes final, and she has her eye on somebody else. He has his. What happened? What goes wrong? Did they really love each other to start with? Yes, they did, as far as they knew how to love. You see, this world, now those words, agape and phileo, are Greek words. And most people, they don't know what you're talking about. You'd use those terms. But actually, they describe the kind of love. You see, agape love had never been known, had never been used, had never been heard of until Jesus Christ came and died on Calvary. Actually, the word home had never really been used like it ought to. Or looked at like we look at it today, until Jesus came, died on Calvary, and rose from the dead. And the only kind of love that the individuals, that the world knew, was the phileo kind of love. It's the kind that can love one minute and hate the next. And that kind of love, and most of the world, that's all they have today, is the phileo kind of love. They can love today and hate 1 hour later. That kind of love has filled more divorce courts, broken more homes, broken more hearts, filled more hospitals, killed more people than any war that's ever burned or existed. But you see, when Jesus came, he introduced a new kind of love, and it was so startling, so revolutionary in its impact that it completely staggered the imagination. And he explained it, just a little of it, to Simon Peter and the disciples when he said, if they smite you on one cheek, turn the other. If they demand your coat, give them your cloak. If they demand you go a mile, go 2 miles with them. Love your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Bless them that persecute you. This was the teaching that he gave. It was so revolutionary. There has never been a teaching like it. And every false religion in the world today, and all false religions have a little bit of truth in them. And it goes back from the Sermon on the Mount. It goes back to the Master's teachings or the teachings of the Old Testament or what have you. It's based a little bit on the Bible. Never before. I want to get into that tomorrow. That's so fantastic that it just startles you. And I want to get into it. Didn't you like that song today? It just brings back so many memories. Rock of Ages. And I want you to have it. We're giving away three albums this week. 110, that's the one we played today. 109, You Don't Need to Understand. And then Roger Macduff. And nobody in the world can sing like Roger. Singing Sincerely Yours, a great album. And it's brand new. And I say brand new, it is new. All three for a gift of just $10 or more. Ask for gift offer number 340. And if you make out a check, make it out to the camp meeting hour. Please put the call letters over which you hear this program. And our mailing address is Jimmy Swagger, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70821. Go with God and He will go with you.
This is Mike Welch, program director for KURL Radio. We've been receiving calls concerning the continuation of the camp meeting hour on this station because of a letter sent out from evangelist Jimmy Swagger. From a recent phone conversation with the camp meeting hour officials, the letter was sent to encourage more people to write the program. The camp meeting hour is not being canceled on this station. However, you do need to help support the camp meeting hour ministry on this station. Write the camp meeting hour, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Write today and tell them you listen to KURL Radio. Once again, the camp meeting hour is not being canceled on this station. However, you do need to help support the program and its ministry.
KURL, Billings, Montana. 12 degrees above zero. The time is 6:30. Much colder temperatures, 15 to 20 the high for today. Predicted tonight is a low of 0 to 5 above and a high in the mid-20s tomorrow as chance of moisture will be diminishing. Down to 30% tonight, 20% tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 22 to 27. Snow possible this morning and flurries are possible tomorrow. The 20th Century Reformation Hour comes your way by transcription from Collinswood, New Jersey.